Hi, Lori here, welcoming you to another episode of Real English Conversations from BetterAtEnglish.com. In today's episode, Michael and I exchange some opinions about television, particularly with respect to commercials and advertising. In this conversation, we discover some differences between British and American English vocabulary and use some everyday phrasal verbs. As always, you'll find a full transcript and vocabulary list on the website, www.betteratenglish.com. Before listening to the conversation, you might want to pause and think about the following questions. 1. Are you influenced by TV advertising? 2. If so, then how are you influenced? 3. Do TV commercials attempt to appeal to people's logic or to their emotions? 4. Is watching TV a constructive activity or is it more a waste of time? Okay, without further ado, here's the conversation.
TV is so evil.
I mean,
don't even get me started on TV. What a time waster and a time sucker it is, and all of the horrible messages that you're bombarded with if you are, you know, just one of these people who comes home in the evening, turns on the TV, and just has the TV on kind of in the background until you go to bed at night. Some people even fall asleep in their bedrooms with the TV on.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think people would perhaps use this for different reasons. If you just want some background noise, maybe they just regard it the same way as they would do putting on a piece of music in the background, just to have some ambience as they're going about their evening. But I do know what you mean. I think that there's a lot of programs are a complete waste of time.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't think people should be limited to watching things that are educational. I mean, there's nothing wrong with watching something that's just entertaining. There's so much just really negative stuff out there.
Yes, but I think it's the commercial side of it. And unless you have something like in England, for example, the BBC, they don't have advertisements. they get their
ads.
Revenue from.
Do you really say that, advertisements?
Yes, that's right. Well, we would say adverts, or advertisements. Yeah.
Even for the ones that are on the TV, you don't call them commercials?
No, we would. I mean, I know we know what commercials are, but no, we would say the adverts.
Really?
I'm going to make a cup of tea whilst the adverts are on.
I can't speak for all Americans, but for an American, we would definitely call those things you see on TV commercials.
Right. That's what I hear Americans calling them, but we call them adverts.
Okay.
But that's with the BBC, they don't get their money from advertising. They get it from the TV license, which you have to pay just for owning a TV every year. And that's why, you know, they keep it free from adverts, so you don't have to put up with that.
Uh-huh.
Which is really quite nice, because all the satellite channels and the independent TV channels in England are full of adverts all the time. And you really get that impression of people trying to sell things to you all the time. And it's all the things showing you that you have to be young and beautiful and all this kind of, and if you buy our product, you will be like these people.
The myth of transformation.
People. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, let's create things that make you feel bad about yourself and then show you the things you need to buy to improve yourself so you will feel better.
That's it. And I think that's mean. That's not nice.
It's horrible.
But that's what I see when I see the adverts. I see through it. So, but I don't watch much TV either. So.
No, it's horrible, a horrible time waster.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to those of you who have donated since last time. I can't tell you enough how much Michael and I appreciate your support. Remember, your continued donations make Better at English possible. Bye for now.